President Trump is spending the weekend at Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida before his impeachment trial gets underway in the U.S. Senate Tuesday. He's filling out his legal team before opening arguments. The team will include former Harvard University law professor Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr, the independent counsel who investigated President Bill Clinton. Meanwhile, congressional Democrats increased their demands that Senate Republicans agree to witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The increased demands by Democrats follow one of Rudy Giuliani's indicted associates, Lev Parnas, telling House investigators that former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, was under some kind of surveillance when she was still in Kiev. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells WIBC Radio in Indianapolis,
"I've not met this guy, Lev Parnas, to the best of my knowledge. I've never encountered, never communicated with him."
He adds that the State Department will investigate the allegations.
"I suspect that much of what's been reported will ultimately prove wrong."
Documents provided by Parnas also suggest there may have been a threat to Yovanovitch shortly before she was abruptly recalled last spring. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Supreme Court in the U.S. state of Virginia has upheld a ban on firearms and other weapons at a gun rights rally in the state capitol Monday. AP's Mike Gracia.
The Virginia Supreme Court has upheld a ban on firearms at a pro-gun rally scheduled in the state's capital next week. On Wednesday, Governor Ralph Northam declared a state of emergency and issued an executive order banning all weapons from the Capitol grounds in Richmond. In issuing the order, Northam said the state had received credible threats of armed militia groups storming our capital during the annual gun rights rally scheduled for Monday. Gun rights groups sued to have the ban lifted, but a Richmond judge denied the request Thursday, and the state Supreme Court upheld the ban Friday. I'm Mike Gracia.
And this is VOA News. Boeing says it's working with the Federal Aviation Administration on a new software issue on the troubled 737 MAX jets, two of which crashed and killed nearly 400 people. APZ Donahue.
The problem is with the software powering up the 737 MAX. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the AP it's software that verifies whether monitors tracking key systems on the plane are working properly. The system is supposed to work automatically. Boeing is rewriting software that played a role in crashes 5 months apart in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed 346 people. 737 MAX jets have been grounded for almost a year. Boeing said in a statement, "Our highest priority is ensuring the 737 MAX is safe and meets all regulatory requirements before it returns to service." I'm Ed Donahue.
The Taliban said Friday its latest meetings with the representatives of the United States and Qatar have discussed the signing of a peace deal between the two adversaries to end their 18-year-old Afghan war. The Taliban negotiating team spokesman Suhail Shaheen said on Twitter that both sides discussed matters related to the ceremony of the signing agreement in meetings over the past 2 days. He described as productive the discussions with the U.S. team being led by Afghan-born veteran American diplomat Zalmay Khalilzad. The insurgent group's assertions come 2 days after its political envoys in the Qatari capital Doha offered a brief partial ceasefire in a bid to end the latest deadly violence in their troubled direct dialogue with Americans. Australia's unprecedented wildfire season has so far charred 40,000 square miles of brushland, rainforests, and national parks. It's killed an estimated billion wild animals. The first member of Congress to endorse Donald Trump to be president was sentenced Friday to 2 years and 2 months in federal prison after admitting to have helped his son and others dodge $800,000 in stock market losses when he learned that a drug trial by a small pharmaceutical company had failed. The ex-congressman, Christopher Collins, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Vernon Broderick in Manhattan after the Republican pleaded guilty in October to conspiracy to commit securities fraud and lying to law enforcement officials. Collins broke down and apologized to his family and his former constituents and colleagues as well. Three U.S. airports will screen passengers arriving from central China for a new virus that sickened dozens, killed two, and prompted worries about an international outbreak. Those airports are New York's Kennedy, Los Angeles, and San Francisco airports. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.